entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. A fine network of podcasts with such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and Truth Time Theater. Rounding out the lineup is this fine program, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken, and with me, as always, is... who's this?
That's the Germ Freak.
Oh, Germ... Wait, I'm sorry. I think I have a problem here. What's going on? Who is this?
The Germ Freak.
Why are you here?
Hello?
Are you clearing tomorrow with taking her to you?
Yes, I know I had to take her tomorrow. I know.
This is...
So I left... You know, I had taken your insurance card out of your wallet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I took it out because I lost my car.
What the fuck? What is going on here?
On the foyer table with an envelope with the form you need to give them and another piece of paperwork.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tell her to hang up. Tell her to hang up the goddamn phone.
All right.
Hang up the phone.
I'm not going to remember this, Donnie. You got to tell me tomorrow morning, please.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Tell her to put the phone down. Come on, Donna.
All right. It's off. Go ahead.
And also, I wanna introduce a man, Steve the LARPer. Steve, what are you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing a show.
All-Star game?
Watching the All-Star game?
Keep us posted, please.
I will. It's great that I muted Joe Buck and Tim McCarver. It's great.
That's right. By the way, Frank is here because you are quite the baseball enthusiast. And also, I haven't heard from Frank in quite a while, so... If you don't mind, Steven, I gave Frank your second spot. I handed him your mic for this.
I'm sitting in the corner of the room.
Please just sit in the corner of the room. If you have something you have to say,
I will.
Raise your hand, and when it's your turn, we'll hear from you. Well, I can't see your fucking hand. So you'll have to just chime in when you can. Frank, what the hell was going on with this opening that you just did?
My wife called me as the show was beginning, so
she's not used to it now. See, she's not used to it anymore. Used to be Tuesday night, you would sequester yourself in your office.
Oh yeah, absolutely. She'd lift. Yeah, it was. She would sit upstairs with her laptop, listen to the show,
sip maybe some white wine.
I don't know about that.
Calm the nerves, maybe. It's been a while, Frank. What? I have to comment. I mean, has your inactivity ruined your microphone? Why do you sound so shitty?
Well, apparently I was the only person that had a brand new microphone in my car, but I accidentally scooped it up as I was throwing out my fast food packages. I threw it out, I think, at the dumpster in McDonald's.
Wait, why did you bought a new microphone?
Yeah, I bought a new microphone because the microphone I had, it wasn't working properly, so I bought a new microphone.
But what are you talking into now?
This is an iPhone. It's an internet phone by Macintosh. And
By Apple, first of all, but you're talking into your phone and you have no mic. You're just actually being...
Yes.
You could be the jerk at a coffee store right now. A coffee
exactly.
shop.
That's what I am right now. I'm actually at a Starbucks right now.
Really? How terrible is that?
Well, I thought that would sound good.
No, it wouldn't sound good. So you bought this new mic and you threw it out?
I accidentally threw it out, I think, because it was on the floor of the back seat of the floor of my car.
Well, how do you accidentally throw out a microphone? I mean, like,
because
you feel it in the garbage.
Just, I just scooped up the all the bags and everything of my discarded food wastes, and I just did a big bear hug and just picked them up and just threw everything out, and I didn't bother to just to sort to see what was in there.
A bear hug?
You know, like I scooped down put my arms out.
How is there so much garbage that you? I understand what a bear hug. You usually do the bear hug move when you're trying to fill a leaf container during the fall. Maybe
right.
You do a bear because there's so much. How is there a leaf pile sized garbage collection in the back of your new car? It's like what, a couple years old at this point?
It's a 2012. It's already got 35,000 miles on it.
holy shit.
What happens is when I'm done with my food, I just throw it in the back. I just fling it over in the back.
Well, I mean, it's the bag. It's like there's no actual food.
Right. I mean, the food particles aren't everywhere unless, you know, the bag opens and some stuff falls out. Like I have salt crystals all over my car.
Salt crystals?
Yeah. I'm resorting to this.
You ever think of trying to keep it new and like maybe vacuum it out?
Well, you know what? I was going to go to a vac. Have you ever gone to get your car vacuumed at those stalls? At the
I mean, I've done it myself at those stalls. You put 75 cents in, and you have and then it's a race against time until you run out of fucking vacuum.
Exactly. But the problem with that is you're using the nozzle that has been scraped against other people's cars.
Yeah, and all their rotted food piles.
And
at this point, you don't have any fucking leg to stand on. You have rotting Wendy's in the back of your fucking car. You're probably the dirtiest customer of this fucking vacuum.
And what's embarrassing is when I take my kids to camp in the morning, they sit in the back seat. So every time they get out of the back seat, the food they fucking kick the fucking bags out of the car with them. And all the counselors are looking at my fucking food storage, my fucking McDonald's bags all over the fucking sidewalk.
They walk and they probably get the bag stuck in their shoes. They
right.
Have garbage trailing them wherever they go.
Yes.
I think you're hurting their reputation. Like, this is something that's going to follow them.
Well.
Okay, so, let me ask you this. I need some idea. Because you scooped it out and it was in such a bale that you couldn't feel an unopened, plastic sealed headset microphone, which is like easily 14 inches tall and like maybe 8 inches wide, hard plastic.
It's got sort of like my dick.
Hard plastic?
Oh, go ahead, go.
So you couldn't feel that in the bale that you picked up, so it must be substantial. How high from the floor of your car? And it's a sedan, right? Isn't it a 4-door sedan?
Oh, it's a Nissan Altima.
Oh, don't brag.
3.5.
No need to brag.
You know, it's the top of the line. GPS system, Bose stereo.
Okay, we get rest in peace. Rest in peace. Anyway, so how tall off the floor was it, the pile?
Well, past the back seat. I mean, it got higher than the back seat to the point where it was starting to fall over onto the back seat.
So then your kids would sit back. Was it all the way through? Was there one clean side, or did you just shovel it into the corner?
I just throw it in there. I don't give a shit anymore.
No, what I want to know is, was there any part of the floor exposed?
No, none. You couldn't see the floor.
So you basically you turned your car into a pickup by just leveling it off at the rear deck. Just filled with garbage. Jesus Christ. I mean, I know I've done this. I've gotten a drive-through, threw the bag back there. And it's in a like maybe a couple cars ago, it was pretty bad, but never that much. Steve, have you ever kind of gotten into that mood where you buy some drive-through, throw it behind the seat?
Drive-through kind of smells. So maybe a day or two and then I'll like get that garbagey smell.
Yeah.
And I just can't stand it. Like wrappers and like papers and stuff like that.
They have like melted cheese and shit on it. Frank, that's the other side of it. Like it ends up smelling rotten. Didn't your car smell bad?
Sometimes it smells bad and the kids notice it, but you know, then after a while the smell dissipates.
No. You get used to it. It doesn't dissipate. You know, you get used to that shit. Mm-hmm. I walked into a place this weekend. I went on a trip and one of the restaurants I went to had like a death smell, like they had a rat somewhere, And I'm like, oh, that's gross. I'm not going to eat here. And then I like was there. I'm like, oh, must have gone away. They must have thrown it out. You get used to these bad smells. Terrible. So you
wondering like what was so large that you could bear hug that was in the back of your car? Like what kind of items were like the large items you took out?
Just bags of stuff.
So it was just bags, like papers, wrappers, French fry boxes, all that kind of shit, right?
Yep.
Any half-eaten food? You didn't commit to that when I asked you.
Well, I don't like Canadian bacon, so all the Canadian bacon is thrown out on the floor as well.
Where are you getting Canadian bacon and not eating it?
Egg McMuffins.
So why don't you just ask them to not give it to you? You can have it your way, Frank.
Yeah, I think it's easier just to peel it off. It's sort of rather than asking them to do it.
So rather than get the item that you're going to eat the way you want it, it's easier to take the Canadian bacon slice and throw it in the back of your car so it can rot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you afraid that they would just peel it off for you, and that's why?
No, it's easier just to let them do it the way they do it, and then I'll take it off myself, because otherwise it'll cause problems.
I mean, what kind of problems? It's already causing a problem. You have a rotting fucking compost heap in the back of your car.
I noticed the Egg McMuffins, they're a little bit better now. They used to be just like... You know, the typical Egg McMuffin, it used to be just the egg white and the yellow was just like compressed in like this
chalk
dollar size silver dollar pancake size.
It's a perfect circle. It's a perfect circle of
white. But now it's a little more, I notice now it's a little more fluffier. It's a little more whiter and it's a little more tastier.
It does have, sometimes it'll have a little bit of a moist yellow, which is good. I enjoy that. But it's generally
But the McDonald's breakfast, the scrambled egg breakfast, the scrambled eggs are just god awful. They're always awful.
It's like somebody folded up a wet ShamWow and just fucking threw it into that styrofoam bin. And whenever you get the breakfast, and I've gotten it a couple times, lift up your sausage and take a look at the fucking warped, sizzled, rotten fucking surface on that plastic that they just put it on. It's always a deformed, you know, shape of the sausage in the container. So you know you're eating leached in chemicals from that fucking bullshit. You actually get... Why do you get the sit-down breakfast and eat it in your car? You ever get that? What I'm saying is the sit-down breakfast at a McDonald's is like the hot cakes and sausage, the fucking deluxe breakfast, those fucking platters. You actually get those when you drive?
On occasion, but, you know,
How do you eat the pancakes when you drive?
I typically just eat them like a sandwich. I typically put the sausage patty in between the two pancakes and eat it like a sandwich.
I think that's how the McGriddle was invented. They saw you... with a mouthful of fucking hotcakes and sausage pulling in for your second batch of Egg McMuffins. And they said,
I'm not a
big
sauce person.
What do you got there? A pancake sandwich? And it was born. You're not a big what?
I'm not a big sauce person. Like a lot of times they say, do you want any sauces? And I'm like, no thanks. Because it's just putting the sauce on just makes it, you know, the car a mess. And
what are you talking about really sauce? What sauce?
Like dipping sauces and stuff.
Sauce? Like nuggets?
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway,
it's been a while, right, Frank? And so I guess you had tried to get a better microphone, but for some reason you're a disgusting animal and you threw it out.
Right.
Or I think you just never got it. I think
no, believe me, I did get it.
It's impossible. You can't reach into a pile of garbage like that.
Well, then maybe I. Well, then who knows where it is? Then maybe it's somewhere in my house. I don't even know.
Maybe it's up your ass.
It could be.
Jesus, how's your health holding up? It's been a while.
How's my what?
Your health.
Okay.
Oh boy.
So far, so good.
Oh boy. What do you mean, so far, so good? Are you going through treatment?
What kind of treatment?
I'm asking. What so far? What are you talking about?
I mean, so far so good. I mean, I'm not dead yet, so I guess I'm doing okay. What about your health? Do you have any health issues?
I don't have any health issues. Thank the fucking maker.
You know what I hate when people do this? I hate when they say, whether it be on Facebook or whatever, they'll put a quote of something that great that happened to them one day, and they'll go, life is good. I hate that, because it's those people who something's going to happen to them. Don't brag that your life is good. Oh, life is good.
You think it catches up when you start, you know, telling people that you like what's
going
on?
Have you ever put the phrase life is good on any internet social media?
No. I don't.
I hate when people do that because, all of a sudden they're all happy today. And then what tomorrow? They're going to cry. And when they're going to say, life's not good now? Don't say life is good because, you know, other people are having hardships. And by you putting life is good, you're just sitting there and making people feel bad.
I think that you just feel bad and you're seeing somebody not feeling bad and you hate them for it.
I won't argue with you there.
Frank just wants to see people doing worse than him.
I think so. I think that's a common thing. Do you ever notice that, Frank? Like, if somebody wins the lottery, do you hate them a little more?
I'm very jealous. Like, I won't watch the interview of them winning. I won't.
That unbridled relief that they have washing over them when the news talks to them, they just wipe their head. They're like, the thoughts are racing. They can't even form a sentence. I think I'll probably just, you know, pay off the house. They're just like going through all the problems they can solve immediately. And here you are watching it from your fucking behind a pile of paper boxes.
And they're holding that big check.
Yeah. The worst is when you have to share the check. And you have seven people holding it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you guys, and you work in an office environment, is that correct?
I do, yeah. I do.
Do you guys ever take a pool for lottery ticket pools or no?
Yeah. When it gets sufficiently large, they'll...
And how do you handle that? Do you trust the people getting your tickets? Do you...
No.
I do.
I don't. I don't trust anybody when it comes to that stuff.
Do they photocopy the tickets after they get them? Yeah. And pass them out to everybody?
They do.
That's I think, standard procedure.
It is. And so what I do is they'll say how much money they're going to all put in, and then we put it in, and they give the copies to everybody. And what I do is I buy my own tickets on top of that so that if I were to win, fuck you people. and I win. And that's it. I wouldn't give them shit either, because I know they're probably doing the same thing. Let me ask you this.
What if they designate you to buy the tickets?
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't want
it. Neither would I. I would never do that.
Nope. I don't want to. I would never be the person to start a pool, start a fucking a fantasy football league, or anything where I have to hold somebody's fucking money. I'm not comfortable with that. And I know that people are going to be fucking, you know, whenever money's exchanged, somebody's going to fucking not deal with it like they should. And even if it's $5... They go, I think I fucking won, but you know, whoever says this, or they bring it up, how you know I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want someone coming to me and thinking that I'm gonna fuck them over, or that I did fuck them over because they lost. I'm not that dude. I'll be a part of it. You go ahead and do it. I'll chip in. I'm not gonna be running that shit though. And like I said, I also go outside of it and do my own fucking thing too. So I'll buy my own tickets, and here's the deal: if I fucking won, and they didn't win, oh well. Thanks for letting me play. I don't know, Frank. You've never been a part of that?
I've never worked in an office. I always work by myself.
Well, maybe you
should start a family. Pool.
Yeah, you should go with your cousins or whatever and give that a shot. I don't know. Frank, you know, what's been going on with you? It's been a while. I'm sure you have some tales to tell, some hardships.
No, it's not hardships. Did this ever bother you as a teenager or as a tween or a pre-adolescent sitting in the back seat of a car? That bother you? Was that embarrassing for kids to sit in the back seat of the car? Because the reason I say that is my daughter now, you know, she's 11 years old, and she doesn't want to be seen sitting in the back seat of the car. So when I pull up to the curb, she has to go in the back seat and jump into the front seat.
Is it? Could it be have anything to do with the fact that there's a landfill in the back of the car? I don't know. Maybe it's related.
No, well, even if I'm taking my wife's car or whatever, you know.
So wait, hold on. Nobody's sitting in the front seat to begin with?
Correct.
Why do you make her sit in the
back? Why does she just sit in the front seat to begin with?
Because she has to be a certain weight.
What?
No, there is that's a law or something. There's some kind of thing, isn't there, Frank? I've heard this, and I remember when I first heard it, I had Steve's response, where I remember being fucking five, sitting in the front of a car with a seatbelt.
Yeah. I remember, you know what, I remember being in my mother's lap at 5 years old, just sitting, you know, on her lap in the front seat.
Like a goddamn dog, just sitting with your head out the window.
I used to like the back seat, but I did it completely like the worst safe way. Like I used to sit right in the middle and have both of my arms on the front seats in front of me and basically sit in the middle of the two front seats in the back and lean over with my head like almost into the front.
I remember being locked in the car in a fucking parking lot in summer. Like with my cousin. We were sitting in the back of like I think my grandfather's car and there was just a slit in the back window. Where like air would occasionally waft in, and we were in there for like a half hour to an hour. In the fucking baking sun, but no, don't leave a dog out there.
Well, dogs don't perspire. That's why they have to.
You know what? If you left your kid out there too, it'd be the same fucking outcry. I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good. Frank, were you ever left in a hot car in the summer?
No, I never liked it to be left in the car because I had a fear of being alone.
Never resolved that one, huh?
No.
Jeez.
The things I want to discuss are kind of, you know, out there. You know, well,
presented,
no segue.
Presented with some goddamn authority. Please step up.
Be a fucking
man about it. Come on.
Have you ever heard of a movie called Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, I have.
Came out in 2004, I guess, right?
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
All right. Well, they're doing an animation now of Napoleon Dynamite. And they had all the people the actors at a press conference or you know, taking questions from audience members and everything. And it was the first time where I was a little bummed out that these people were not. In other words, like Pedro, whatever the guy's name is in real life, yeah. I mean, he doesn't talk Ephraim, like that in real life.
Ephraim Ramirez.
Right. He doesn't talk like that in real life. And I got bummed out. I was like, it just took away the whole fantasy, their whole. And I never felt like that with any other characters. You know, listen to John Heder or Heder, however you pronounce it, talk. It's I guess they were so good. That you get bummed out when you hear how they really talk. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and those characters are people that you see in other movies, and you say, "Oh, it's Napoleon Dynamite. Oh, it's Pedro. Oh, it's Uncle Rico." You know, it's just one. They grew on you, and I think the reason that movie was successful is that it had a certain kind of charm that you could kind of see aspects of somebody you knew in the characters and the portrayal of each character.
Now, was that, I've had an argument with some people over this. Was that supposed to have taken place in the 80s?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It was taking place in modern, like...
Because they played a lot of 80s music.
Yes. It's because, you know, it's a throwback to that area of the country being, like, lost in time. Or not with the times. Yeah.
And also the the part of the film where they're helping out at a farm, and the guy says to me, says to them, you know, after you're done, we'll have some lunch for you, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What was, and then he like put something into the milk or something. What did he crack?
There was all eggs. Everything was eggs.
Yeah,
and
bread. He cracked two eggs into fucking orange juice.
Oh.
It was scrambled eggs before it was cooked.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Disgusting. And just flies flying around it. And they paid you in change. Pretty good. Well, I don't know, Frank. I mean, it's good that you branched out and you've caught up with some cinema from 2004. It's nice.
And next month is the coming back of Breaking Bad, which I'm looking forward to. The final seven episodes
I'm excited.
And I noticed that, and we've discussed this off the air, that you have not yet watched the final episode of the previous season. Isn't that correct?
That is true.
So you don't know what happened. So if I were to tell you what happened, that would piss you off.
Yeah, that would.
I see.
It really would. What are you doing?
I had a stretch. Did you like the toenail that I sent to you in the text a couple days ago? And yeah. You called me a disaster.
Yeah, again, Frank's toenail fell off.
Ugh.
And again, I get a goddamn picture of it sent to me.
Completely?
Yeah, the whole fucking thing. The whole.
What happened? Like, it wasn't one underneath. It was just the toenail fell off your toe.
It gets to the point where it gets so decayed that it eventually just falls off.
Yeah. Is that the first? This has happened more than once.
Oh yeah, they fall. My toenails fall off every couple weeks. They fall off.
Yeah, like a snake sheds its skin. Fucking
are they different
Frank's
toes?
Toenail falls off.
Oh yeah, they're all different toenails. Sometimes the big toe. Sometimes the
wait,
little toe.
How many toes are missing toenails right now out of 10?
Just two right now.
I mean, it looks like there's a slime mold under it.
Oh God!
It almost looks like the cross section of a tooth, but with like. I don't know.
Yeah, I can
like
kind of see it on
with
the live
gum
feed.
Cancer kind of on it a little bit.
Oh, that's just the nail? It's brown.
Yeah.
It's like a caramelized onion.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
My daughter says my toes look like toenails look like peanuts.
They do.
It's
and a
disgusting.
Nice roasted peanut.
It really is disgusting, Frank. I mean, what are you going to do? Is there anything you can do for that? I mean, have you kept up with your
Lotrimin? Yeah, there's stuff you can do, but I have so many other issues. That's the least of my worries.
What are you talking about? Other issues?
Well, you know, other issues I would deal with first. And
like what?
You know, other issues. You know, my appetite and things of that nature.
Hmm. I mean, nothing down below the belt? Everything's okay down there?
No dick seeds going on?
No dick seeds, nothing like
that? No,
biscuit dough smell?
No.
All the colorful and the aromatic descriptions that you've offered us about your fucking cock and balls?
Yeah, my balls smell like, they do smell like the raw Pillsbury dough.
Just fucking disgusting. Slice and bake.
So next time you smell it, the Pillsbury dough, that's what my balls smell like.
Yeasty. Yeasty,
yeah,
and
they're
fucking
very yeasty.
Disgusting. Yeah, you know, you have yeast infection, basically.
Can men get yeast infections?
Yes, they can.
Especially uncircumcised men. Are you not?
Well, I'm circumcised, my friend.
Are you really?
Yeah, I mean, my foreskin grew back, but still.
What? No, it didn't.
Yeah, my foreskin grew back. I look like I'm shrunk. Uncircumcised now.
So your dick looks like it's wearing a hoodie at all times?
Yeah,
my
foreskin
Kenny from
came
South
back.
Park, just pulled tight around the.
My foreskin came back.
So you have a lot of dick cheese then?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very, especially when I sweat. It's very wet and slippery down there.
That's fucking gross.
Deal with it.
I don't have to. I feel sorry for your wife. What does she do? She spray it with Windex before she does anything to you?
With Windex on.
Exactly. Maybe some fucking, I don't know, something to cut the grease. Like
Gold Bond.
Rub Dawns on it or something. I don't know.
I was wondering if you guys wanted to play that game again, that where I say the name and you guys see what name comes up.
Sure.
Do you have a name for it? I mean, you can't just fucking say, I was wondering if you wanted to play. Like, you're going to pull out fucking, you know, chutes and ladders.
I call it the name game.
The name game?
It's the name game.
You know, we've had life experiences here since the last time you've been on. I mean, there has to be something, right?
Let me think.
I mean, I was on a trip this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you went to Chi City.
I did. I went to Chicago.
And I noticed you tweeted a picture of the fountain that they utilized in a program from the 1980s. But what happens is, when you take a picture of that, you should really have somebody in the picture, because otherwise it just looks like a postcard.
Thank you for your insight.
You know what I'm saying? You took a picture of the fountain, but for all I know, that could be just a fucking postcard. You have to authenticize it and make it personal.
Authenticize?
Right. You have to authenticize it and make it personal and have somebody in the picture to prove that you were indeed there. Just taking a picture of the product, it doesn't give it that panache.
You really put a whole lot of effort into determining whether or not people are posting authentic pictures?
Well, listen to me. I'm not saying that's what I believe it's authentic because I know you went there and everything, but that picture that you took,
who gives a shit?
It looks like a fucking postcard.
It's from Instagram. It's supposed to look like that.
You should have put your mother or somebody in the picture so that, you know, it personalizes the picture. Hmm. You see what I'm saying?
To authenticize it.
Authenticize it, right.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do that next time. But we went to Chicago.
And this is your second time.
That's true. We've been deciding to go to different cities and take a couple days here or there and just see what we can do, see what we can see. And break up the goddamn monotony. Break up the work week.
What I like about you is you love your country, that you want to see other parts of your country.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to see here. I mean, granted, there's a lot to see abroad. I mean, I'd like to go to Europe.
But wouldn't it make sense?
I'd like to go to Asia. I'd like to see these places. But, you know, I feel like I should see more of my country before
you should
venture out.
I think that people should see their country first before going to other parts of the other places.
I don't think it's a requirement. I just think it's something.
And I noticed you went to Tennessee.
I did. We spoke about that. I went to Nashville earlier this year, but
right.
But this weekend I went to Chicago, and we really had no other agenda than to eat pizza and Italian beef.
But yeah.
What? All right, spit it out. It's okay. There's no judging.
You went to Chicago just for that? I mean, what is
that?
Really
was our that was our plan. We booked a trip, and then we told my parents about it, and it seemed like they were interested in visiting. Now, my dad was not interested. Did not want to go. He follows the news. He's very very well read, very up to date. And his impression of Chicago, when we kind of said the idea of, like, well, maybe you'd want to go, his impression is that wherever you go, if you're in Chicago, there's somebody getting shot. Somebody's going to get fucking gunned down. So many murders happen in Chicago.
I think that's kind of true, isn't it?
It's true if you look at Chicago as a whole. And I showed him a Google map of all of Chicago's murders. Which is out there, which kind of tells you how real they are about their murder.
But the part of Chicago,
but there's
that you go,
there's a hollow in there, which is like the downtown Magnificent Mile, the Loop, that kind of area, which is mostly filled with tourists. The places that, you know, have a lot of murder are depressed areas, and you know, kind of on the outskirts. And South and West Chicago, those are kind of shitty areas. And I mean, no offense to anybody who lives there, but I mean, you fucking know what I'm talking about. And that's not to say that people aren't getting injured or hit by cars where we went, because every 20 to 30 minutes a fucking ambulance could be heard, even at the top of the goddamn John Hancock Observatory.
Nice.
Nothing but goddamn sirens. Not from cop cars.
Now, you mentioned prior to going on this trip that you were thinking heavily about going onto the Sears Tower on one of those cantilevers. Yet you didn't do that. Did you chicken out? Is that the problem?
No, there's just a lot to do, and we didn't get to do that this time. We went up to the Sears Tower last time. However, we just didn't get to do it this time. Didn't have time for it. I mean, we did a lot of shit. We went on a couple tours. We ate at a couple restaurants.
You felt that going on a tour of serial killers was more important than going on the Sears Tower?
No, not necessarily. It's just something that we'd booked. And here's what we did. We went on Friday. We saw a game at Wrigley Field. Now, you know that doesn't mean shit to you, Frank, but I think Steve would have
I would have loved that.
Some kind of reverence for it.
Yeah, definitely.
especially since they're going to be redoing that, and it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be entirely different, but it is going to be different. They're going to modernize.
I hope they're not messing with the infield, like the brick and ivy.
No, probably not that, but they're going to put a Jumbotron up.
Oh, well, most places have a Jumbotron, I mean.
But Wrigley doesn't. It's that kind of old stadium, not even stadium, old park charm. Yep. Where there's seats that, you know, if you get, you're not going to be able to see because there's a fucking beam in front of you. That right. type of shit. It's just a nice
view.
A nice fucking place. And I got to see it twice. So I'm happy about that.
Now, how come you went to a Cubs game and not a White Sox game?
History. More history in the ballpark.
It's an older park. They're going to be modernizing it, like I just said. And to be honest, the White Sox... Not even the White Sox. It's not even Comiskey Park anymore. It's like U.S. Cellular Field or some shit. Not in the greatest of areas. Not in the best of areas. So I just stuck with Wrigley because it's a nice area. It's got a it's good stadium to look at. I mean, I'm gonna have my parents with me, you know. So when I booked it, I thought, you know, how can I get my mom into this game so she's not dreading going to a fucking baseball game. I said, well, it's, you know, Wrigley, it's got a lot of history, ivy and shit. So as we're going there, our seats are a little bit apart, maybe a couple aisles apart, same row, though. So I'm kind of concerned that they're not going to have a great time. And so I go to our seats, me and Amanda, we walk over, and I'm seated next to this guy I'd like to describe as a pizza wolf. He was a very hairy and overweight man who had a straw hat on and a box of every kind of stadium snack. Now, Steve, name a stadium snack.
Hot dogs, beer, pretzels.
Both, all three. Frank, name a stadium snack, something you'd eat at a stadium.
Like ice cream, sometimes I ice cream.
He had a little hat with ice cream in it, yeah. So he had ice cream, pretzels, beer, hot dog. And also a slice of pizza and a hamburger in a box on his lap. And he was sleeping. He was sound asleep with all this fucking food. And during the innings, when the actual shit was going on, he was asleep. As soon as the inning was over, wakes up, takes a few bites of each item, and then goes back to sleep. Now, we're in an area that's pretty fucking dangerous. We're like down the third base line. Foul balls, you know, every few at bats, not at us, but you know, when a ball's coming at you off the end of a fucking bat, it's pretty goddamn alarming. This dude is just asleep, doesn't give a shit. Nothing hit him, unfortunately. But yeah, we were sitting next to him. So now I'm thinking, you know, God, I wish, you know, my parents could be over here so that maybe we could kind of, you know, I could make it better for them. Maybe being around them would be okay. So I go over to, you know, get my dad a beer, and I look, and my mom and my dad are engaged in this conversation with like six of the people surrounding them. They're having this like great fucking time. They're beaming. They're smiling. My dad's drinking something. My mom is laughing, joking around with people. I walk over, good. And they say, "You're their son?" I go, "Yeah. You got some great parents."
That's cool.
Like, holy shit, they're having a blast. They're not even paying attention to the fucking game, but who cares? And I said, well, you know, Dad, if you wanted to go over, there are a couple empty seats. My dad goes, I'm good here. I think I might even get a fucking ball. So I left him. Eventually, at the end of the game, went over and sat by him and talked to their new friends and all that, watched the game from their seats, and it was pretty good. Had a decent time there. And then we went to Giordano's, which, Frank, I know you had a bad experience at a Giordano's, but that was in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
O-Town.
I don't know why you would go to a Giordano's in Orlando, but we went to the original Giordano's in Chicago, had a great fucking stuffed pizza.
You can get that at Pizza Uno.
What?
I can get that at Pizza Uno.
You mean Pizzeria Uno? Yeah, sure. But yeah, I guess you can, Frank, if you want the shitty fucking frozen bullshit. Yeah, you can get that at Pizzeria Uno. But But we're in Chicago, and they're throwing the fucking dough and lining it up on a goddamn like a towel rack almost. They're spinning this fucking dough in the air and launching it and like hanging it on a fucking towel rack in front of another guy who's actually making the pizzas with it. Fucking nailing it every single fucking time. I must have seen the guy do it 40 or 50 times. I was waiting.
That's what he does. That's his job. So he's going to be good at it.
Of course he's going to be good at it, but it's a fucking amazing thing. I mean, there are people that are good at their jobs, but their job happens to be a fucking amazing thing that you could never fucking do. I guarantee you could never fucking do what that guy does.
I'm sure I could do it if I practice.
I doubt it.
I don't.
Absolutely doubt it. Frank, I think you should go to Chicago with your family and check it out. It's a great city. It's like a clean New York, except for the fact that I did see human...
Were there any homeless people there?
There's a lot of homeless. And I did see a human feces on the on the sidewalk with toilet paper attached.
Nice.
Now, why was there no picture taken of that?
I have one. I have a video, actually. I haven't posted anything yet. You know, pictures for me are devolving into Instagram and maybe Twitter here and there.
Instagram is not.
Where are you? Where are you?
Frank shuffling
Instagram
papers out of his doorway.
Instagram is not as popular as it was when it first came out.
He doesn't even hear us.
I think he's in the bathroom.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Yeah, no, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Well, I mean, it's easy for someone who doesn't use Instagram to say that it's not as popular as
well,
it was.
Well, what am I going to do? Post pictures of my dog? Oh, forget it.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, how many times can you see the same dog? I mean, I know you've posted numerous pictures of your dog, but...
I thought the same thing
could be said about a kid, a house, you know, something
and
you're
I'm not
around.
Posting that, so...
Yeah, but people do. Frank, I mean, that's what it's for. It's to post the things that you're
you want to post things that are people are going to say, oh, well, I've never seen this before. I mean, we've all seen a dog lying down before, you know.
It's not about posting things you've never seen before. I mean, everybody's seen a sunset, right? But sometimes someone will capture a sunset that looks pretty fucking nice. Like, for example, you never posted anything on Instagram, right? I mean,
I posted two things.
You do, huh? Oh, was it a wax figurine thing from Lake George, wherever the fuck you went?
No, I posted one picture of my animal.
And what's your name on there, Germ Freak? Oh, no, it's your... And we can't say it. Okay. Never mind. Never mind. So one picture of your animal and what else?
And a picture of of me sitting at a table with Joe Pesci, Robert De Niro.
That's a great picture of Marvin. That's a great picture. With his fucking crispy whiskers. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you're in no position. Come on.
He is just.
It's curtains for him soon, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he still gets some spunk every so often, but you know, he literally has no. All you see is his pink skin. He has no hair left on his body.
Jesus Christ!
Really?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
His skin is very leathery too.
Does he have mange?
Leathery.
I don't know what that is.
Mange. Frank. When was the last time Marvin was at the vet?
Oh, he goes to the vet every couple months.
All right, good.
How much does he cost you a month in vet bills?
To keep him alive, it costs us $300 a month for his pills.
Ah!
Wow.
Oh, it sucks.
$300 a month. I'm sure you do the same for your...
I can't say that I wouldn't. I mean, if I could, shit. $300 a fucking month to keep him alive. Now let me ask you this: what would happen if you stopped giving him the pills? He would die, obviously, right?
Yeah, he would have his heart, and he would just fucking kill over.
Isn't that better for him than to just string him along?
That's not very nice.
Is he happy?
No, I'm not. I'm being serious. I mean, like you said, he's very leathery. He doesn't have much spunk.
His skin is very leathery.
Yeah, he's no hair. I mean, it's got to be humiliating for an organism to lose all its hair.
Well, we put a sweater on in the winter.
I forgot. I'm sorry, Frank.
Are you talking about me? I have a hair on my body, so.
But not on your head.
Why'd you ask me who Mini Probe was the before?
What? What are you talking about?
Why'd you ask me who Mini Probe was before?
Oh, I was looking at some pictures from my phone from Nashville. And I went to the Grand Ole Opry, and they had...
And you were surprised that I knew who Mini Pearl was.
Where are you going with this?
No, I'm asking. You were surprised.
Yeah, I was. So what?
All right, well, I'm very well-read.
Like, you don't have to be well-read to know who she was. You told me you saw her from fucking Hee-Haw. Very well-read. Yeah, you watched Hee-Haw in the 70s.
I actually never watched it. Hee-Haw wasn't really on TV around here.
No?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I never saw it either. I never saw a fucking episode, and I didn't know who she was until I went to Nashville, to be honest.
Frank, she used to wear a hat with a tag on it.
Yeah, price tag. Yeah. Big shit. Big fun. So, Frank, give us an update, man. What's going on with you? We want to know more about you. You are the thing that we have not heard of. We've not heard from you. You said you'd be calling in sometimes, but then you don't because you're asleep at odd hours. What's going on?
Yes, sometimes I go to bed at like around 8 o'clock and get up around 1 o'clock.
Fucking Elvis.
My kids are getting bigger, and kids are in camp right now.
Sleepaway camp?
No. I drive them to day camp every day.
God damn it, it's got to be pricey.
Oh, yeah.
I never went to fucking camp. Did you ever go to camp?
I never went to camp either.
Why this thing with the camp then?
Well, because Donna, we're both working, and what are the kids going to do? Sit home all day?
Yeah. What did you do?
In the summer, I used to – the big thing for me was the kids in the neighborhood would follow the garbage truck. We'd ride our bicycles and follow the garbage truck as he went on his route.
Is that why your car looks the way it does? So you can always have it with you?
No, but wasn't you never followed the garbage truck?
No.
What?
No, there was other. I mean, granted, we had other shit to do. I mean, you were a child of the 70s, and I guess looking at where garbage goes was the big entertainment. But we had like fucking games and shit. We could watch TV. We can fucking have friends over, socialize, ride bikes. That was a big thing. Riding bikes and seeing how high you could jump from a tree. That was it.
Did you ever have a tree house as a kid?
I had a tree deck. I didn't really have a house. I had a deck that my dad put up in a tree, which was pretty fucking awesome.
Is it still there to this day?
No, it's not. That shit got torn down.
See, I had a friend with a tree house, and I didn't have one myself, but I just hung out at his house.
Yeah.
His tree house, that is.
I think it would be cool to have a tree house, except it's got to get musty inside, you'd think. Wouldn't you? I've never actually been in a tree house. I had no friends that had them. I mean, I had a fucking a tree deck. It was like 4 feet off the ground.
I think if you don't like power wash it or whatever, yeah, it gets kind of mildewy and moldy. It
gets that like green. Those lichens on the side. Frank, you ever go in a tree house?
No, I never went in a tree house, but I went on a tree platform, as you said, the tree deck.
Like a tree stand.
But I always wanted a tree house. They were the coolest things in the world, man. Mm.
So why do you send your kids to camp? Because I mean, you didn't have to do it, and you. Oh, yeah. Never mind. It's good.
What?
I was gonna say you turned out fine, but then again, you really didn't.
No, we used. I used to go to a swim club, Ashbrook Swim Club in Edison, New Jersey.
Nice.
And that was sort of like instead of going to camp, we used to go there.
So what did you get out of that? You just went swimming with old guys.
No, it was kids my age. We went swimming. Played. I was a champion paddleball player.
What do you mean champion paddleball player?
I was a champion paddleball player. I came in second in the whole.
That's not a champion.
Yeah, I was a champion paddleball player.
What place did you come in?
Second.
That's not the champion. You're the runner-up paddleball player.
Well,
you can't say you were a champion if you came in second.
The team that loses the World Series is not the champion of baseball.
Keep pumping up your own ego. And what the fuck is paddleball anyway?
Paddleball is a wooden rack, a wooden paddle, and you hit it against a wall. It's not like
paddle against the wall?
Well, like squash? Oh,
against the wall. Just one wall. It's not like the other thing where it's against four walls. This is one wall, so it's a lot harder.
So it's like squash.
No, it's not squash. It's paddle ball.
So it's racquetball.
It's not racquetball. Racquetball has a racket and there's four walls. This is one wall. It's very hard.
Very, very hard. Can you do it today?
Hell no.
When was the last time you played paddleball?
In all honesty?
Yeah.
1986. The year Batman came out, the first Batman, 1989.
Wow. The movie of the decade is what they called it. Oh, God. Those are the days, right, Frank? So, really just taking the kids to camp, hanging out. Sounds like exciting times.
Well, it's married life, my friend.
What have you done? I mean, have you done anything?
I don't know. You sound like you're disappointed or something.
I am. I thought you'd have a whole lot more to talk about.
Well, this is it. Jeez. I mean, I've had stuff that came up, but you forget about it after a while. Oh, I don't know if we ever talked about this, but I went to Panera Bread, and
You went to Panera.
And I have a membership card. I'm a preferred member. I have a Panera card.
Of Panera, yes.
Yeah, and when I give the guy my card, you know, he refers to me by my first name.
Yeah, they do that.
I don't like that.
Why? It's to show you that the card worked.
Right, but he goes, okay, Frank, just wait for your food over here, and you just hold this buzzer.
Would you rather have him call you sir?
Sir, yeah, or Mr. Zat.
Whoa!
Oh, hey. Mr. Z.
Oh!
Go easy, Frank, go easy.
I think it's rude to call people by their first name. Don't you think so?
No, not at all.
I don't. It's your fucking name. That's what it's for.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I also have one of these cards, and when they say, Ken, your food will be ready in a bit. Thank you. Thank you.
You correct them and say, it's Kenneth.
No. No, it's actually, it's Ken-Neth. Oh, no. 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 They call me Ken, and I'm happy about it. I appreciate it. Shows, number one, that is their way of telling me the card works. That's why I like it. I don't get why you're so hung up on this. I think you're just looking for things to fucking hate.
You don't call people you don't know, you don't call them by their first name. If you don't know somebody, you don't call them by their first name.
Let's face it. If you, Frank, are going to a Panera and that person is calling you Frank, it's likely that you've fucking been there before. Because it's a fucking Panera and your car is filled with garbage. It's probably not the first time. Maybe the first time you felt a little uneasy. But they do this over and over again. What about your Staples rewards? What if they called you Frank?
They don't do that.
No, I'm sorry. So they're getting a little too chummy with you and you don't like it.
Yeah.
Also, how about this? I used to enjoy Panera Bread, but I hate it because Panera is nothing but just fucking shit that gets assembled in 35 seconds from baskets of ingredients.
You were a big fan of the 2 and 2, weren't you?
The pick two.
You were a big fan of the pick two, weren't you?
I enjoyed getting two things.
You like a variety.
I do. I do. It's a nice thing. It's the spice of life, is what they say.
I went to a Panera in my hometown, and I went there probably like 15 minutes before they were closing. And I was a little put off because the people were making it were like they were teenagers,
yeah,
and they were fooling around back there. And I didn't feel comfortable having my food. You know, this one guy was taking a toothpick from his mouth and throwing it at the guy making the food.
Well, wait, you get McDonald's breakfast all the time.
But he doesn't
see
it.
And you were scared
it.
Of teenagers making your Panera sandwich.
He doesn't see it. That.
That's right. So Panera, you know, every restaurant like Panera just has the shit all prepped, and the people making it are just assembling it. I get that. But
right.
Don't fucking put it on display like it's like qualified artisan chefs
making
a salad.
Well, they're sandwich artists, you know.
No, that's Subway. God. That's Subway, Frank.
Oh.
I mean, it's a bunch of jack-offs putting a salad together.
Didn't you catch them one time taking a soup out from a can or something like that?
No, what I say, you're not supposed to see this. You're supposed to take the big soup container to the back and fill it and bring it out. But I saw them refill it by bringing this fucking plastic bag of soup mix or like the exact soup in a plastic bag and pouring it over like they were filling a fucking oil drum. It was really disheartening. But then I'm thinking, you know, why did I expect anything better? What do you like about Panera, Frank? What do you enjoy about it? Why do you keep going back?
I keep going back, but I typically usually get the same two or three things. I usually either get the salad,
chicken, the Frontega chicken sandwich.
I get the artichoke chicken panini, or the salad, the apple Fiji apple salad.
Fuji.
Yeah. No, it's Fiji. It's Fiji.
No, it's not.
How much you want to bet?
Fiji apple.
Yeah, I bet a lot, Frank.
There's no such thing as a Fiji apple.
Right. So I get
that. Well, how much do you want to bet, Frank?
And
you fucking jerk.
And that's pretty much all I get.
Yeah. You and Donna on good terms? She on the market yet? You know what I'm saying?
It's her birthday this Friday. She'll be 44.
What do you have planned?
Nothing actually, but I have to figure out something.
No, wait, there is a Fiji apple. Holy shit.
Exactly.
But it's not a Panera.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
It is. Now I want.
Okay, fine. How much you want to bet?
Frank and Ken, you have to bet.
Okay, what do you want to bet?
Frank, it's up to you. You set the wager because you brought it up.
I'm not. Are you? I think maybe Panera has it calls it Fuji, but I know there's a Fiji apple.
Well, you didn't say that.
You were so confident. How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? It's Fiji. How much you want to bet? Jerk. Frank, why don't you travel to more places? Why don't you go do some traveling?
I'm booking a trip to Aruba.
I think you should go to Chicago. I mean, I went there, had a beautiful time. I went to the free zoo that they have there.
Free?
It's a zoo that you just walk in if you want. It's funded by whatever the fuck.
I've been to Philadelphia Zoo.
But this is a free zoo. And we went there, and it was a really hot day. So a lot of the animals were either sleeping or not really out. So we're walking through, and a lot of the city is out there. And I'm talking about a lot of the city, as in a lot of the percentage of the city, like the area, was all represented. There were a lot of people there of different types. And I remember I was looking, you know, empty stall after empty stall, and I saw one, you know, animal with some kind of like horns or antlers, and I'm like, oh, there's an animal there. It's great. And I look at the sign, and I'm like, oh, wow, it's that. And all I hear is, yo, what in that one? Nothing. What in that one? And I hear, even in the distance, I hear, that's a white-lipped deer. That's a white-lipped deer. What in that one? A white-lipped deer. And I look at the sign, and it says white-lipped deer.
Lipped it.
A white-lipped deer.
White-lipped deer.
It was like the fattest, nerdiest black kid with Dre Beats headphones and a fucking
nice
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle t-shirt. Saying white-lipped it deer. How the fuck do you... How do you fuck up lipped? White-lipped it deer, Frank. It was a beautiful thing. A lot of different people. I ain't trying... I'm trying to get out this heat. Go inside and see the aminals in there. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh, the uneducated love the zoo. They do. Educated and uneducated alike. They all like fucking with the goddamn gorillas, the monkeys, the apes.
Don't fuck with the primates. They throw shit.
There was the gorilla exhibit's actually really nice. There's a lot of, you know, gorillas and chimpanzees and shit. And we saw one, the large fucking gorilla, and everybody's crowded around it. And out of the corner of my eye, I see some weird dude, but I'm not paying attention. Amanda taps me on the shoulder and goes, look at this guy. And I look over at him. And it's a guy that is inches away from the glass, staring at a gorilla, like locking eyes and fucking staring at him. And he's wearing a fucking like CVS Halloween mask of a gorilla.
Awesome.
That's funny.
Just trying to fucking stare him down. The gorilla was not having it, turned around, like showed his ass to the fucking glass, just sat down.
Did you video that at all or no?
No, I didn't. I was trying to conserve my camera for that. But we did get a picture of him. On the other camera, I have a still photo of him. And if I get those uploaded...
I wonder what would have happened if Ape-Face Magoo had done that.
I hope one day Ape-Face Magoo tries to see the atrocities that are going on at some of these zoos. I don't think he's aware of them. I would love to see Ape-Face Magoo protest the zoo.
Does it bother you when you see animals being subjected to living in a zoo environment when it's their natural habitat? Does that bother you at all?
It bothers me.
Depends on the animal.
See, here's my take on it. I think you get way closer and it's way more interesting watching. You know, it's just like watching baseball on TV. Yeah, it's you know, it's cool to be there and be at the game, but you get a way better perspective just watching on TV.
Yeah,
and especially when it comes to animals, you don't need to take them out of their natural habitat. You know, unless they're like almost dead and they're trying to breed them back or whatever. But I think it's better just to watch the animals on TV in their natural habitat and how they naturally are.
But Steve, where could you witness the big cats? With a soundtrack such as, "Where the motherfucking lions is at?"
Well,
I'm trying to see my ass a motherfucking lion. Where else could you hear that, Steve?
Well, that's true. Only at the zoo.
People tapping on the fucking glass, like punching the glass to try and wake up
an African
lion.
I really love those videos on YouTube where the people are like looking at the glass, even if it's underwater or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they start like, it's usually the primates. It's usually the gorillas and whatnot. And the people get all close, or the bears, or the lions.
True, true.
And it's usually like some 3-year-old kid, and they're like having a tantrum because they're seeing a lion for the first time really close.
Yeah.
And then the lion just charges, and the kid like shits his pants and falls over. I love those videos.
I'm not gonna lie. I show my teeth to the fucking gorillas. I try to fucking piss them off.
Just get them angry?
I show my teeth and I grimace at them.
You put a lot of faith in that pane of glass, don't you?
I do.
When you watch nature specials, does it bother you when you see one animal attacking and killing another animal?
No,
does that bother you at all?
That's nature, and that's perfectly fine. That's the way it should be.
I wish they'd make a fighting game where you were just... It was like a nature-based fighting game where you could fucking fight other animals.
Primal Rage.
Yeah, but that's too fucking... It's not like it's not the animal. It's an animal in human form.
That's true. It's kind of like an anthropomorphized dinosaur.
Like I want to be able to, instead of like Liu Kang, maybe pick a fucking grizzly, and instead of Johnny Cage, maybe pick a goddamn Siberian tiger.
Well, see, that's why I like Tekken. In Tekken, you could play as Kuma, and it was just a fucking bear, and the bear would just maul people. True. And I would always play as Kuma.
True. I don't know. I think somebody should make this game. I would love to see a
called
fucking
Survival of the Fittest.
Yeah, Darwin. Fucking Darwin's
coming. Darwin is the end boss?
Yes. And the fucking Konami code unlocks Germ Freak.
He just sits there and gets
the
ball.
Thing I don't like, I have to turn away, is I don't want to see a docile animal, aka, you know, like a giraffe being attacked by like a lion. That kind of really bothers me, because a giraffe is so they're so gentle, you know, to see them being attacked.
That's why they're getting attacked.
Yeah, and it's the same thing when
it's a big walking chunk of meat.
Yeah, and it's also the same thing as a Wendy's number two fucking double refusing to watch your YouTube videos.
Right.
Just doesn't want to see its brothers get killed by a fucking heartless, soulless monster who just throws their carcasses in the back of his unimaginable vehicle.
Whenever I see that, I always have to turn away or change the channel when that happens.
What would be the worst video then for you? Like seeing a giraffe get chewed on and having the Sarah McLachlan music in the background?
I mean, yeah, I think because the giraffe, when they're getting you know, attacked, they peek their head up every once in a while, and it just I would shoot the fucking lion to save the giraffe.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, damn right I would.
It's a fucking lion's nature to do that shit.
Like, and Frank will miss completely.
The best thing is when a zebra
lion
gets...
Lion will charge him.
When a zebra gets eaten, they never change their expression for some reason.
Nope. They always look
like a stupid, dumb horse.
Yep.
Frank, would you ever eat zebra meat?
If I had to,
You ever have giraffe fricassee?
If I had to,
bullshit. If someone came over to your fucking potluck dinner with,
if I was starving, I'm
with
saying
with giraffe steaks, wouldn't you try it? Curiosity wouldn't get the better of you.
No, would you ever eat deer meat?
Yes, I do, of course.
All the time, and it's one of my favorite types of meat.
It's a great cut of meat.
I would never eat deer meat.
Venison ribs off a nice young deer.
Steve, have you ever eaten curried goat?
I've eaten goat, not curried, though.
I've had
ram burgers, and rams are basically goats.
What about you, Frank? Ram ribs. Did you ever eat goat?
I won't even eat goat cheese.
Why?
Cheese is better than any other cheese.
You love goats too much than to use them for a livestock purpose that keeps them alive?
Frank, right. Do you eat regular cheese or milk?
Pardon me?
Will you eat regular cheese?
Oh yeah, I love
cheese. Or milk?
Wait, I won't eat goat cheese.
But listen to this, Frank. Why do you choose not to eat goat cheese?
Well, I'm not gonna eat cheese from an animal that sacrificed itself so I could eat their cheese.
Well, and they don't sacrifice
itself,
Frank. They live to give milk. They live to do that. They're not getting milked once and then getting fucking their throat slit.
All right, well, giving your milk time
well,
to
that's
die.
It. Thanks. With their stupid rectangle eyes.
All right, does it bother you when you see people like slit the throats of these animals? Does that bother you?
No, because they're going to eat them.
Yeah. As long as they eat them, then that's all.
Yeah, as long
would
as you
would you ever slit the goat of an would you ever slit the throat of an animal?
If I was going to eat it, yeah. I've
No, just for shits and giggles, would you do it?
No, not just not for shits fucking and giggles. Fun. That's stupid. For the purposes of consuming it as food, yeah.
Would you ever take a live fish, put it in a microwave, and put the microwave on while the fish was alive?
No.
I was going to eat it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
But that's not how who would ruin a fish, a good fish dinner, by microwaving it alive? You cut the head off, you clean it, and you cook it.
Amanda has microwaved salmon to try and cook it. So,
sometimes you see these videos of these fish in refrigerator bins in like Asia, and they're still alive. The fish.
Yeah, well, you freeze fish alive. You don't freeze them dead. You understand that, right?
I haven't looked into it. I don't know. I'll see.
Well, have you ever seen the things where they have sashimi in Japan? And, you know, they kill the fish, they cut it up, they gut it, and it's all very fresh. And then when you pour any kind of salt, which would be soy sauce or, you know, whatever, the fish starts spasming.
Right, right.
The salt, when it touches the nerves, it makes the nerves inadvertently, because they're still fresh.
I saw that with frog's legs one time. They
yeah,
did
frog's
that.
Legs, it works. Raw octopus or squid, the tentacles will just start moving, and they'll eat it while it's still moving, because they say it tastes better that way. But it's still dead. I mean, it's just a involuntary reaction.
Wow. I don't know. I think your concerns are a bit irrational.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Did you have a game that you wanted us to play, Frank?
Let's do it.
Let's finish it up. Let's finish the show up with the game that you've prepared for
Frank
us.
Frank has great games.
And the name of that game, Frank, what was it called?
The name game.
It's the name game.
Can you give us maybe a little bit of a fucking, I don't know.
Preface?
Some kind of like enthusiastic...
I don't remember what the name is. I don't remember what it was.
Just
I
make
forgot.
One up and say now we're gonna play whatever it is.
We're gonna play name blank.
Name blank.
I'm feeling it now.
Yeah. Okay. Name blank. It is. All right, Frank. What are we doing?
I will give you the first name, and you have to give me. And I'm going to go on Google, and you got to give me the last name that will be on the. But that will be the first choice, the first one.
The top ranked Google last name for the first
on my computer.
Are you going to give us?
I don't know.
Choices, or do we just guess?
We'll mix it up a little bit. Sometimes I'll give you choices. Sometimes we'll guess.
All right, let's go.
First name is Gary, and by the way, you could both agree on the same last name. You don't have to.
Yeah, I already have my name.
Just because you say one doesn't mean somebody has to say another. All right, Gary, Ken, what do you say?
Gary Oldman.
I'll go with Gary Busey.
Steve is correct. Gary Busey is the correct answer.
Motherfucker!
All right. You ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
You better sell this fucking show, too, Frank. Get a little personality behind it. Jesus Christ,
come on,
what happened
Bob Barker?
Get excited with this shit.
All right. Should we do another one?
Yes.
Well, one is not going to be enough for the game, Frank.
All right. Norman.
Norman.
Now, these people could be fiction or non-fiction. It could be fiction.
Okay.
It could be.
Now that you said that, I know who it is.
Who?
All right, I'll go first time because Ken went first last time. I'm going with Norman Bates.
It's clearly Norman Bates based on Frank's clue.
I had two. It was either Bates or Rockefeller.
Norman Bates.
All right, that's it.
All right, I win 2-1. Thank you.
No, that's a wash, that one. 1-0.
Nothing, then.
1-0. All right. Frank, next.
The problem is some of these names, they have names that are with them. So, all right, so I'm kind of going as I go along here. All right, how about this? David. David.
I got one that came to mind, but that can't be the top one.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
You're really not doing a good game show host job here, Frank.
It's late, so.
Letterman.
Oh, that's gotta beat mine anyway. I'm gonna go with my first instinct. David Blaine.
David Beckham.
Oh, fuck him.
Oh, fuck David Beckham.
1-0, Steven.
You know who David Beckham is, don't you?
Of course!
He married that Spice Girl. That's his claim to fame, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Holy Christ, Frank. Let's move this thing along here. Jesus.
Frank's searching as he's gone.
Charles.
I got it. I got mine. Well, I go first, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Charles Manson.
Ken?
Charles S. Dutton.
No.
Charles Dutton?
The Rock.
You're 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing.
It's Charles Schwab.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
I guess it's good enough for tonight.
I am the champion. Ken, you were also the champion. You came in second place.
That's right.
All right, let's do a tiebreaker. We'll do a tiebreaker.
There's not
we'll
a tie. I'm winning.
We'll do a Sarah. Sarah. S-A-R-A-H. Sarah.
I got one.
S-A-R-A-H?
Yeah, Ken has first shot. I have an idea.
So do I.
First thing that came to mind, I'll go with.
Sarah, all right,
go
ahead. Sarah Silverman.
That was mine that I first came
to. All right,
to
you
mind.
Both got it right. We'll go to another. With a sudden death tiebreaker.
Still not a tiebreaker, Frank.
No, you have to go to sudden death.
How do we go to sudden death with me winning 1-0?
Oh, you're in the lead?
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's go. Let's continue.
All right.
Holy shit.
Anna. A-N-N-A, Anna.
Oh, I got it.
Do I go first?
Sure.
Now, see, I don't know how to go with the fictional person or the actual person. I'll go with the actual person. Anna Kournikova.
No, go ahead.
Ken is his name. His name's Ken.
Anna Karenina.
That was the one I was thinking that wasn't.
Ken is correct.
Oh!
Fuck.
I know who that person is.
Oh, of course not.
All right, now it's a tie.
Now it's a tie, so we need the tiebreaker now, Frank.
All right.
Do you have a game show theme song that you want for this pivotal moment?
Yes, I do. I would like to Sail the Century.
What?
You don't know Sail of the Century?
No. I was born in 1979. Should I know that?
Oh, this shit is awesome.
It is.
Now we've reached the pivotal moment of... What is it, Frank?
Fill in the name blank.
All right. Your host, Frank the Germ Freak.
Okay. You ready?
Why, you're the worst ready. Game show host.
Because I'm going as I'm going along, that's why.
Okay, continue then.
Give me a second.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
1 second.
All right. Calvin.
Oh, I got one. Oh, I got two. Close.
Who goes first, Frank?
You. Yeah.
Ken, you go first. Frank, that has no idea.
Calvin Klein.
Ooh, that wasn't one I was thinking of. I'm going to go with Calvin Broadus.
You mean Broadus?
Whatever.
The correct answer is Calvin Klein.
Oh!
Yeah, wonderful. I feel so defeated right now.
What does that mean, Frank?
Second place, I'm a champion.
Yes! Once again, Frank has delivered another electrifying edition of Fill In the... Wait, what was the name again?
Fill In the Name Blank.
And fill in the name blank. Fill in the name blank. Fill in the name blank. Thank you for playing Fill In the Name Blank. Champion once again, me. Well, Frank, that was a great game.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. You know what happened to you, Frank? You used to be so energetic. I mean, your Germ Freak radios had such poise.
It's the mic. I don't feel this microphone. I have to stretch. I have to. It's hard for me to hear everything, and it's getting very late. I've been up for since last night, so I'm very tired.
How many straight hours, Frank? Can you even compute that right now?
I've been up since yesterday morning.
Jesus Christ. Why do you do this to yourself? You know that by eliminating sleep, you're erasing like 6 times the amount you did in sleep of your life.
Yeah, and you're also going slowly insane by doing that.
Yeah.
I like to watch sleep deprivation videos and stuff like that.
But, like, it's not good for you. Like, you're going to die sooner.
Yeah, it's very bad.
And all for what? So you could, what, push in a few more deals? For what? I say save $300 a month. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
I don't know what that means.
No, I'm not going to pursue it. I'm not.
What do you mean save $300? You mean life insurance?
No, your dog.
Oh, listen to me. You want to play one game of net worth?
This is actually pretty interesting. We have a back-to-back game show. Frank, do you have a theme song, a game show you want for this one?
Yes. This is I like the game show that not many people have heard of, but it's called A Joker's Wild.
Okay. Hold on. Okay.
Snazzy.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and Stephen Larper. Who's this?
This is Jeff from Truth Time Theater. What's going on, guys?
Oh, what's up, Jeff?
What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. I'm hoping to get in on this next game.
Okay.
You're in. You're in.
Jeff is in.
Did you already start? My feed is like...
I didn't already start, but start. You got to... I'm gonna be honest with all you people, okay? I'm doing it as I go along. I haven't prepared for it.
Well, I want you to be excited though when you play the role of the game show host.
Right, but you gotta be a little patient. All right.
All right. Here we go.
I'm patient.
Now wait, you understand the premise of this game, right?
You gotta announce it, ladies and gentlemen. The bald, the tired and bored, Frank the Germ Freak. And now, presenting... Frank, what's the name of this bullshit that you came up with?
This is Who's Got the Deeper Pockets.
Who's Got the Deeper Pockets? Some bullshit that he came up with today. All right, Frank, the first
this
one.
This was a good game, if I remember correctly.
It was.
All right, who's... Now, you know, we did this once. Everybody's been waiting for this to return. And I think some people have been practicing... I don't think I'd be a liar if I said that Jeff had been training for this moment since he heard this game. So now, Frank, what do you have for us?
I have two different people, Christ. Maybe three different people. I will give you their names, and you have to tell me what their net worth is.
Okay.
No, we have to figure out who has the highest, don't we?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because the name of the game is what, Frank?
Who's got the deeper pockets?
All right. We were waiting on you, Frank.
Now you got to bear with me.
Fucking Christ.
Unless you want to do it another time.
No, we're all primed and ready.
Come on. We're here.
We're leaking, right, you gotta bear we're leaking with me, fucking though. Game show pre-cum here. We're ready to go.
All right, just bear with me because I have a little issue here.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, you ready?
Did Alex Trebek ever have an issue? I don't think so.
Okay, here's the first one.
Sure.
Michael Richards or Jason Alexander? Who has a higher net worth?
Well, you have to call on us, Frank. Jeff, Steve, or me?
Jeff.
I'm going to go with Jason Alexander.
Okay. Frank, you're the fucking host of this shit. Ken? So I'm gonna say Jason Alexander.
Yeah, I will too because I'm not going with Michael Richards.
I know he still has a shitload of money, but I think he blew through it quicker than Alexander.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael Richards is worth $45 million.
Really.
Jason Alexander, $75 million.
Oh, yeah. We're all right.
Because the Seinfeld residuals are the same all across the board. It depends on who spends them faster. Whatever that is, it's great.
Next question.
All right.
By the way, that was... The Joker's Jive, the ending theme of Joker's Wild by Alan Thicke.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Alan Thicke. Consummate musical artist, Alan Thicke.
Who's got the deeper pockets, Germ Freak or Alan Thicke?
Alan Thicke, easily.
All right, Frank, next question.
All right. The next one is Jason Alexander or Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Wait, what is the fucking elimination round?
Come on. Frank? Who's
Steve.
Going, Frank? Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Ken?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Mom.
Well,
Okay, I mean, this seems like a stupid question on Frank's part, though.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't risk your standing on the fact that Frank is an asshole.
Let's take into account I have no standing, so we're good.
Okay, Frank, what is the answer?
Well, unfortunately, they don't show.
Oh my God! Really?
Did I just touch a bullet on this one?
That's a complete fucking wash. That one doesn't count. That one gets fucking thrown out. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Richard Dreyfuss or Dustin Hoffman?
I got this.
Frank, come on!
Ken.
And by the way, I just looked it up on Celebrity Net Worth, which I know Frank is using right now. And
wait a minute, you're on the
site? Disqualified.
No, I just wanted to check that one question because
and Barry Bonds just wanted to use the clear. Whatever.
Yeah, and it's I'm sorry, Jeff, but it's 3 billion to whatever Frank said.
75 million?
Yeah. Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is worth $3 billion.
That's what it says on the site.
Get the fuck out of here!
I think her husband is like retardedly rich.
Oh,
yeah, and they account that, so that's something that this game kind of ignores. But anyway.
Oh yeah, gotta think.
Well, I will be continuing the rest of this 100 protest, knowing that Mr. Lorbert has been on.
Yeah, I know. That kind of bothers me a little bit.
I checked it because I knew Frank could doesn't know how to use the internet.
It bothers me more being a contender in this. It bothers me.
I think maybe we should just think he this, but you and Ken.
I did it after the fact.
Disqualified. Is he officially disqualified?
All right, fine. I'll leave. I'm going to go take a piss later.
Okay.
All right, this will be the last one for the evening.
Well, I mean, now we have a game going. Me and Jeff from True Time Theater.
All right, the problem is my computer, for some reason, this site is very slow today. But let's do Richard Dreyfuss or Dustin Hoffman.
All right, call on somebody. Call on Jeff.
Ken.
Jeff.
Only because I know that he's had some TV work recently, and I don't know if Dreyfuss has done anything since Mr. Holland's Opus. So I'm going with Hoffman.
Okay, he goes with Hoffman. I'm going to say... Richard Dreyfuss. I have to.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
The correct answer... Dustin Hoffman is worth $50 million. Richard Dreyfuss is worth $55
million. Ooh, close one.
All right.
I would have got that wrong. Just saying.
Jimmy Kimmel or Conan O'Brien?
Oh, that's easy. That's very easy.
You're out of the game.
Cheater.
I'm just commenting at this point. I'm Tim McCarver over here.
The key to this game is to think about money as being a currency you can collect a lot of.
Or if they spent it, that doesn't count.
Money that has gone out of their account.
This is the last one, because I got to get the hell out of here.
Well, who are the contestants here?
Jeff, what do you say?
He went first. He went first. I'll go. Who were the fucking names again?
Oh, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jeff?
I'm going with Conan.
Good job, Jeff.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel is worth $35, Conan O'Brien $75.
So we're tied.
All right, I gotta get out. I'm tired.
That sound bite is fucking amazing.
Can I have a tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, one tiebreaker. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Sarah Silverman or Amy Schumer?
Who?
Jeff.
Me?
Yep.
I'm going to go with Sarah Silverman.
And I'll go with, I mean, let's be honest, I don't think Amy Schumer has a whole lot of money, but I'm still going to go with her just because I'm not glomming on to something that Jeff had said. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it
saying this under protest.
That's keep it right. Real.
The correct answer is Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
And that means the winner is Jeff from Truth Time Theater.
Good job, Jeff.
New champion of Frank. What the fuck is the name of this bullshit game you came up with?
Who's got deeper pocket?
New crown champion of Who's Got the Deeper Pockets.
All right. Well, that title's up for grabs. Any time you guys are playing this again, that title's up. So.
It hates to chip the jewel out of my crown.
Wonderful defender.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Colin Quinn net worth. What do you think it is? Just throw it out there.
$50
million. Colin Quinn?
50.
Colin Quinn? I'd say $8 million at most.
$50
million. $500,000.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Didn't he make any money on doing Night at the Roxbury? I mean, come on. Where did all that cash go?
What about Pride of the Celtics or something? What the fuck that movie was?
Celtic All right, Pro. Guys, I'm going. Yeah. Good night.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, buddy.
Goodbye. Well, I guess that concludes this episode of the DJ Style Show.
I guess so.
Thanks, Frank. Fuck me, man. Jesus Christ. There's only one way we can end this. By the way, this is 2 minutes long. Fucking Alan Thicke wrote this.
He's a genius. Sounds like hamsters should be dancing in the background.
I don't know what it sounds like in person, but over a phone, it sounds fucking terrible.
It sounds awesome to me.
It sounds pretty awful. Even if you were in the booth with him. She was performing it. What do you think about this, guys? No, it sounds pretty shitty, Alan Thicke. Oh. It's already been sold for thousands of dollars. All right, anyway, let's fucking wrap this up. Jeff, thanks for calling in, buddy. Everybody check out Truth Time Theater. Go to hearustalk.com or sandwichhumor.com. Check out their wonderful podcast. Also, thanks to Germ Freak for being you and calling in. Playing a part. And thanks to everybody out there in the Heroes Talk community for purchasing stuff through Amazon from our link by going to heroestalk.com/Amazon. You have things you want to purchase? Go ahead and do it through there. You get whatever you want. We get a small cut. It's a beautiful thing. It's a win-win. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
American League wins.
Frank, is there anything you'd like to say? Oh, I'm sorry.
Bye, Frank.
Jeff, is there anything you'd like to say? Did he hang up? I'm sure he would have said something great anyway. Thank you very much. And have a good week.
right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hot shot! Hot shot! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!